This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me again this week is Steve Wrench of Blue Ridge Martial Arts Academy. Welcome to our show, Steve.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be here.
We were talking last week, started to get into things you can do to protect yourself if you don't have a gun. You mentioned pen and keys and a rolled-up magazine. How can a rolled-up magazine be of use to you?
Well, because of its tubular structure, when you roll it into a tight little tube like that, actually we used to do demonstrations with them. You can actually break boards with the end of a magazine or newspaper if it's rolled tightly. So let's just say you're getting out of your car and you got to walk X number of blocks. It doesn't look unusual to just carry a magazine rolled up. It could suffice to be an improvisational weapon if need be.
So it's like the end of that is almost like having a stick in your hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's good. And you've got a pen, which is really a sharp instrument. It can be used to stab somebody if you need be.
Well, the thing about weapons, David, you have to be willing to use it. And that's what we talked about earlier. Where do you draw your lines? And you have to make a decision beforehand. There's an old expression, forewarned is forearmed. And there's another one that says if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So we ask people when they take our courses, where do you draw your lines? How close will you let someone stand to you when they're addressing you? Do you allow them to put a hand on you? Do you allow a push or a shove, aggressive behavior? Where do you draw your lines? And there's three principles here of target denial. Number one, when you're summoned, as if you come over here, just don't respond and don't go. Women, again, are far more likely to move forward and go, me? You want me to what? Come over there? So guys are a little bit more wary in that sense, by and large. So when summoned, don't go. Second thing, if they advance, you retreat. Third principle of target denial, place an object between you and the aggressor. That is a car, a table, furniture, a crowd of people. Run away, if need be.
So all of this really, you're getting at, you need to pre-think these things. You need to not try to react on the spot where you're nervous and upset and not thinking rationally, but have a plan.
Exactly. If you have nothing in your storehouse of information in your head, then that's what you're going to reproduce. That is, you'll do nothing.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about, suppose somebody wanted to get more into this, and I know you've got several courses and options that people can take. Tell us a little bit about the programs that you offer.
Well, the number one program, back in 1983, I created a program called Life Support Personal Empowerment Seminars. They actually were created back then for airlines and cruise ships and then corporations. Then we created one for the military and law enforcement community, and then one for just the average Joe, the citizens type of program. And again, it's Life Support Personal Empowerment Seminars. And
that's
the focus of that.
About a one-day seminar, as I remember.
I had
my people at Safe Place take that, and so they're better prepared now for emergency situations.
But. Well, it was created for people who simply don't have the time to devote to years of intense study of martial arts or similar things, but really who just want to elevate their awareness to potentially dangerous situations before they arise, and learn what their options are should they find it necessary to defend themselves, their family, and their home.
I know you did a program like this for realtors.
That's correct, we did.
In the area, because they're out in the boondocks sometimes, and they need to be able to think about these things.
And a lot of times they're riding around with a perfect stranger in their vehicle.
Right.
In areas where a cell phone doesn't work, for example.
And I noticed you're teaching some courses at Malin Community College.
Now I'm teaching Tai Chi and Qigong at Malin, and that's really just that's a form of healthful ancient exercise that comes from China. It's called Tai Chi.
And you also have some martial arts, more intensive forms of self-protection.
That's correct. We teach a very traditional style of karate that comes from Okinawa, and we also teach what is called jiu-jitsu that comes from Japan. That is an art of connecting to the bad guy, more or less. Jiu-jitsu works by being touched.
Right. And you also have a practice. You're a doctor of Oriental medicine. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, in ancient times, when one was a martial artist, they balanced that by being able to heal. And so years ago, I went back to school. I had a lifelong fascination with acupuncture and Oriental medicine. It's the oldest healing modality on the face of the earth. It's traceable back about 3,000 years. And it's quite painless, despite what a lot of people think. When anybody thinks it hurts, they usually haven't had it. But it is a very, very natural way of healing the body.
And I can speak from personal experience. I've used your services in that area for a bad back I've got, so it does work. Now, if people want to get in contact with you and get some more information, give them your phone number.
Okay. We are Blue Ridge Martial Arts Academy and the Healing Center, and they're two businesses side by side there. And the number is 688-5969 in Bakersville.
And our phone number at Safe Place is 765-4044. Thank you for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.